Hello, everyone. Welcome again to another Word for Today with Ray. And before we begin, let's go to the Lord in prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you once again that we have your Word before us and that we get to learn about you and your Son Jesus and your ways through the book of Esther. And so as we study it today, I pray by your Holy Spirit you will lead us and guide us into all truth so that our lives might be pleasing before you. We'll give you thanks for helping us with this in Jesus' name. Amen. The title to today's lesson is Esther's Petition, Part 1. It's taken from the book of Esther, chapter 5, and verse 7. King Ahasuerus and Haman were attending a banquet held by Queen Esther, who invited each of them to come. While the festivities were being enjoyed, the king asked Queen Esther for the second time what her request of him was, even up to half the kingdom. In chapter 5 and verse 7 of the book of Esther, we see the beginning of her answer, and we consider her pause. We read, "Then answered Esther and said, My petition and my request is..." The verse begins, "Then answered Esther and said." What if she didn't? What if Esther decided she was never going to answer the king's question? What if she had no regard for his desire to fulfill her wish, and she decided to keep her mouth closed? Those questions are vain because she did answer and she did say. Although it was a small point, the fact that she answered became an important one. Because she answered, the process of God continued through her, and God's divine will kept going forward. The verse continues, "My petition and my request is..." It is interesting how the division of the verses came to pass in the Bible, and this is one of those places that leaves us hanging. If we never looked at the next verse, we would forever be held in suspense and wonder what Esther's petition and request were. However, let's consider this for a moment. Often there is what seems to be a pause, a vacant period of time, a quiet moment before an answer is given. Sometimes when we pray, there seems to be a pause between the request and the answer. This can often leave us feeling stranded, abandoned, and we sometimes wonder if our petitions and requests are even heard. One of the delightful parts to going through a study like Esther, verse by verse, is because we consider moments of pause like this. Esther began, "My petition and my request is..." And we learn of the benefit of the pause. Next time, we will see the remainder of Esther's petition. So read ahead and we shall join together then. Until tomorrow, there is more. And may the Lord bless you and keep you. May he make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace as you continue to study his word. In Jesus' name.